வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of June, 1974, in Paris, France.
ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवान इति शब्द ब्रह्म परमात्मा अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज ब्रह्म परमात्मा एंड भगवान लास्ट स्टेज फर्स्ट रियलाइजेशन इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म देन localized Paramatma and then personality of God.
Jyoti Mai, perhaps you can explain what is the priest's qualification though.
Mr. Dharam is a priest and he has been for a long time in India, Christian priest, and he was very glad to know what we are doing here, Krishna consciousness.
In India, where did you stay?
In Pune.
Pune? Oh. How long?
25 years.
Oh, then you are Indian.
At my time, yes, I was in India.
Yeah.
My life.
25 years in a place means the domicile. Yes, naturally. And once I went, one friend took me there. I stayed in that Gujarati hotel.
Yeah.
Near the station, I think.
Yes, that's far.
Pune is a nice place. Climate is nice.
For studies, it's a beautiful place. And chiefly for Sanskrit.
Yes, there are many good scholars.
Many scholars, many institutions. And also the society is beautiful.
Yes. Maharashtrian, they are educated, advanced.
How do you find your disciples here in Europe?
Yes.
It's a very personal question.
No, it is not personal. It is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult is so nice that it can attract anyone.
It does.
Not only here in Europe, in Africa, in Canada, in China, in Japan, everywhere, in Philippines, we have got everywhere, center, Australia.
In Bombay also you have
got... Oh yes, Bombay, just now we have got a very big place.
Yeah.
We are constructing a big hotel, strictly vegetarian prasad. That Juhu quarter. Hare Krishna.
You have been to India?
Yes, he has 25 years there.
25.
He is Indian.
May I ask you, a part of Krishna, but not of the old tradition of Maharashtra, the Bhakti of Pandavapur, the Toba.
Krishna.
Where
is
that Krishna?
Krishna, the Vittal. So they are Vaishnav.
And it's the main pilgrimage center of Maharashtra.
Yes, Pandal.
When I went to India 25 years ago, I first studied for 4 years.
What are your subject matter studying?
I was studying for the thesis of the doctorate thesis, pilgrimage. The history of the pilgrimage and everything from the pilgrimage. And as you know, it was one of the main Bhakti tradition in Maharashtra was
Tukaram.
They are considered Tukaram.
Tukaram. he is in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That's right.
He was initiated by Chaitanya. His Abhanga, Abhanga, that is written there. He was initiated by Chaitanya.
This is a great
Bhakti
tradition.
Bhaktyanam abhijanati javan yasya kind of. If we want to know God, then we have to accept the process recommended by God. So that is
one can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
Sure. Another place also it is said, manvanam bhagavad bhakta majjaji maam namaskuru maam eva ishvasiya asamsaya. If you want to enter in the kingdom of God, then always think of me, manvana, and you just become my devotee and worship me and offer your obeisances. These four principles, which is not difficult. To achieve the kingdom of God is not at all difficult. It's very easy. Anyone can go. But they are not prepared to accept the process. That is a misfortune. Otherwise, always thinking of God. We are thinking something, but the thinking should be turned towards God. That is our teaching. They are always chanting Hare Krishna. So by uttering the word Krishna, immediately think of Krishna. This is the process. It is not difficult at all. And we can always think of, just like these boys have been taught, walking on the street, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It's like we have got this. I'm talking with you, but 2 minutes I talk with you. As soon as I stop, I chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram. Where is the difficulty? It is simply practice. No difficulty. And simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, everyone can see how these young boys and girls, they are not very old, that they are quite young, but they have forgotten everything. They do not go to cinema, do not go to hotel, no dancing. Dancing they have got, Krishna dance, all this. Painting they have got, singing they have got, arts, literature, they have got 80 books like this, 400 pages. Pure life, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gas. Finished? And it is guaranteed, if you remain in this attitude, Krishna said, then surely you come back to me. What is it, second line? Manmana. Another place it is said asamsaya, that is in the 18th chapter. So, to go back to home, back to Godhead, is very easy, but people will not take. They are stubborn, they will stick here, the miserable life, material life. This is the difficulty. Otherwise, God can be actually very easy. Manmana bhavama bhakta madhyajma. Four things. Yoginam api sarvesha madhata antarapana sadhyaman vajati yuma samidhipta. The first class yogi. Actually, no education required. Simply, God has given us the tongue and the ear. Because Hare Krishna, tongue, and here with the ear. Sutikatam Kanvam Manobhi, by hearing the sound enters into the heart. In this way it becomes purified. Mind is cleansed, Jeva Dharpana Marjana. It is very scientific and very easy. And we are recommending, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that you chant the name of God. Now, if somebody thinks Krishna is Hindu God, why shall I chant? It doesn't matter. You chant your conception of God. What is the name of God in Christianity? Is there any name?
Jehovah.
Jehovah?
There is no name in
Christianity. Take this name. If we have no name, then take this name. Where is the heart? And they are taking Hare Krishna. What is the heart? Every religion believes, not believes in fact, that there is God. Or any religion will deny the existence of God. Is there any religion? I don't think. Is there any religion?
Buddhist religion?
Huh? You know, it's true, but you have got so many eyes of God according to your own spiritual temperament.
No, God is one. There cannot be many ideas of God. That is not possible. No, many ideas is not one. He does not know what is God.
Because anyhow, when we say God, we have to put into words, intellectual words,
yes. What
is an experience.
Yes.
That's and this experience is different for many people.
Experience, because your knowledge is imperfect, therefore your experience is also imperfect.
But who is to say?
No. Even we are imperfect, as far as our knowledge goes, generally, the Christians, they say, God is great. Is it not?
That is rather Muslims.
Huh? Muslims.
Allah.
Allah Akbar. So, what is the conception of God of the Christian?
As you said, it's impersonal, transpersonal, that what we explain by the Trinity. It's a relationship. It's a pure relationship.
Yes, relationship means that he must be a person.
No.
Why? Otherwise, how you can...
Beyond the person.
Beyond the person, just like we have got experience. When we call relation, then relation means we consider master and servant. This is also one relation. So relation means two persons, one master, one servant. Then relation, friendly relation. That is also person. Then relation, father and son. That is also relation. Then husband and wife. That is also relation. So relation cannot be used without person.
Yeah, but what we don't say that God is object of relation, but He is the relation itself.
What is that? Relation itself.
That means when you are two together, when the master...
Then two together means person.
As soon as it is... But not God. God is beyond...
Your experience of relation, as soon as it is relation two, the two person.
No.
No, why not? This is your practical experience. How you can say no?
You see, I am
God. You are two persons.
But I am not in relation with God, because God is relation.
When you say relation, why not that relation, as we have got relation?
Certainly.
As soon as you say relation, you cannot change it otherwise.
Yes, but I don't make of God the object of relationship.
Then what?
Because I call my relationship God, not the object of relationship.
A relation with who?
Relation with anything.
That is God.
That is God.
Oh, yeah?
He thinks relationship with anything means God.
Anything?
Yeah. Anything.
Anything, anybody. When you are here, when I am telling you relationship with you, God is
Yeah.
You understand? But I cannot restrict God to a person with whom I could enter.
But in your Bible you say, O Father. The creation is Father and Son. Why do you say in the Bible, O Father, give us our daily bread? So, that you make relation with God as Father.
Yeah, but what?
But not anything, but Father. As a Father gives the bread, so you go to God in that relationship, Father, give us our daily bread. Just like a child asks the Father, Father, give me something to eat. So, it is clear relationship, Father and Son. No, we are not talking of any particular church. We are just trying to understand the word relation. If you go to particular church, then another will give another church, another will give another church. But we are trying to understand the word relationship. So, in the Bible it is clearly said, O Father. So the relation is Father and Son.
No,
why you say it is said in the Bible? What is that?
I am not in relationship with any church or any dogma, you know. This is what I have in my own experience. And I cannot speak of what others have experienced, but what is my own experience.
Man, God's relationship should be universal. Not that it may be a different relationship, just like the relationship between husband and wife, relationship between father and son, relationship between friend and friend, relationship between master and servant. So these are relationships. We understand relationship means this. And it is particularly said in the Bible, O Father. That means the relationship is as between father and son.
No.
So there is no, you say no, but any man will understand that. You may have your own opinion. There is a different thing.
We have to have the opinion which experiment.
How is that experiment? You ask, Father, give us our daily bread. And that is experiment. God is giving everyone maintenance. That is our actual relationship. In the Vedas also it is said, Nitya, Nityanam, Chetanas, Chetananam, Eka, Yu, Bhagunam, Vidulati, Kaman. That is the God. God is also a person. As you are person, I am person. But he is the chief person. Nitya, Nityanam, the chief, the supreme. And the dictionary it is said, supreme being. We are all means. And he is supreme. How he is supreme? Eka, that one. God is one. Bahunam vidudati kaman. He supplies the necessities of everyone's life. That's a very good experience. We are getting everything from God. And the Christians also pray, give us our daily bread. So, I don't find any difference between the statement in the Vedas and the Bible. God is the supreme person. And you make relationship with him anyway, as master and servant, as friend and friend, as father and son, or as husband and wife. So, somehow or other, we are related with God. This way or that. The husband also maintains the wife.
I mean,
no, that is your personal opinion.
But,
so what is that experience? Tell me, what is that experience?
That God is beyond all our experience.
And then why is there experience? You have no experience. If it is beyond your experience, then you have no experience.
Personally, of course, but
then you cannot explain. You cannot, because you have no experience.
What you can't explain.
No. If you can't explain, means you do not know.
You don't get an illusion.
No, not illusion. If you cannot explain, that means you do not know. If you know, you must explain. That is knowing. That is knowledge.
Yeah, but that knowledge is
you cannot preach. As a priest, you cannot preach because you do not know. It is not within your experience.
That's why I don't preach.
That's all right. Then there is another thing. But as soon as say you beyond your experience, that means you have no experience.
No.
So you cannot explain. That's all right.
That means I have the experience.
But
that my experience is limited.
But that's all.
And God is unlimited.
That is all. That I admit.
Therefore, I cannot anyhow have experience
no,
of
no.
God.
That's why you do not know me. You have no experience about me.
No.
But if I say, I'm like this, you get experience.
No.
No, no, no. But suppose no, if you are thinking of me, Swamiji might have $1,000. So you can imagine, go on, imagine it. That is not correct. But if I say, no, I've got $1,000,000, then you get the experience.
No. And we get experience of you when you are, when we are living together.
And that means you cannot talk with God.
Of course not.
Yes. But if anyone can talk.
Well, if it is his own experience, I have no objection.
That's all right.
But my experience is that.
That's all right. Therefore, our experience is, we take experience from God. We don't imagine. That is our process.
Yeah, that is your
yeah,
faith.
Process.
You
because,
have faith for that.
Yes. Just like Krishna is speaking about himself. So we are taking Bhagavad Gita as it is. The direct experience. Taking experience. I am like this. That's why Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate isi matya bhajante man buddha bhavas. Find out this verse.
Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate isi matya bhajante man buddha bhavasamandasa. I am the source of all the spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts.
Yes. This experience.
Yeah, but who has written the Bhagavad Gita?
God.
I mean, you need to have faith for that.
Huh? You must have faith to believe that God
is. Right there. God is God.
Because you know I have been living in
No, you have no experience yourself. You have no experience.
You said I did.
No, you say that God is beyond your experience. Himself.
Listen first.
First of all, let us consider ourselves. You say that God is beyond your experience.
That's right.
That means
it is my experience.
That's all right. That's all right. That means I am talking with you. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you have no experience.
Yes, I have.
You say you have God is beyond your experience.
Yeah,
say.
And I have that the experience that God is beyond experience.
No, that
I
is
find
me.
Out that all my experience.
If
God
you say God is beyond your experience, that you have no experience of God. This is clear meaning. Why do you go round about?
No.
Then,
you don't.
Then it is disbeliever.
I have always thought that the virtue of is to listen and to understand. And you don't seem to listen and to understand.
No, you first of all, let us.
You misunderstand.
Why misunderstand? You say that you have no experience of God.
No, I never said that.
Then tell me your experience, that I want to know.
That every time I had an experience of God, and first I went through the bhakta, and I was a pastor for a long, long time. Then I found out that God was beyond my experience.
And that means you have no experience. How can I talk with you?
That the image of God, either you call it Krishna or Ram or Nrsimha or any of the avatar, and you know, near our place in Pune, in Ahmednagar, there was a Swami who called himself an avatar. And
that anyone can say. I can say Thala avatar. He can
so
say fourth avatar.
If anyone can say in
that is another thing. That is another thing. Because everyone can say I'm avatar.
Exactly.
And
so how can we have faith of anyone who says
no, no, we don't accept anyone as avatar. We have got documents. He is avatar. No, Krishna is avatari. He is the origin. That is stated here. Aham sarvasya prabhava. You know Sanskrit? What is the meaning of Aham sarvasya prabhava? I am the source of all avatar.
Who has written that?
Anywhere he has written. Krishna has written. Krishna has spoken, Vasudeva has written. And it is accepted.
Well, this is what the Christians said of the Bible, and I don't believe it anymore.
No, you don't believe anything, that is another thing. There is another thing. But now without belief, you cannot make progress. Just like you learn who is your father, you take the bhajan of your mother and you believe there is my father. Otherwise, there is no other way.
Yeah,
How can you know your father? The only means is his mother recommends, my dear boy, he is your father. And that is perfect. That's all. Otherwise you cannot know who is your father.
Yeah, but you know...
If you say, mother, I don't believe it. You don't believe it, but you cannot know.
The problem, you know, is that so many people are coming, either in India or in America.
No, I mean to say...
I am an avatar, or I am Guru Maharaji, or I am, so to say, Meher Baba, or Satyashri Baba. Or so many Babas exist, you know, as well as I do. Now, who has to say, this one is real avatar or this one? They are all abusing us. Now, if so many people today pretend to be avatar, and they have many disciples.
But we don't believe them.
No, but they have many disciples. I mean,
many disciples, sir. That is another thing.
Millions.
That is millions, trillions, sir. That is another thing. But we have to see what is the disciple. That we have to see. Simply, so many disciples by number. We have to see the quality. What is the quality? Not the number. Not the quantity. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Manusanam sahasresu kasci jatati siddha, jatatam api siddhyanam kasci metrimam tattva. Krishna does not say that millions and millions of people know me. No. Out of millions and millions of people, one is perfect. And out of millions of perfect person, one may know him. That is Jesus. We cannot accept because one is accepted by millions, therefore he is God. Like we don't accept it. We want to see the quality, not the quantity. So our process is parampara. It's like in India, you have been in India, there are acharyas. Ramanacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnusami, Chaitanya. If the acharya accept, then yes. This is our point. We don't go to the millions. We see the quality. Ramanacharya, high quality devotee. Madhvacharya, high quality devotee. Chaitanya, high quality devotee. If they say, he's God, then yes. This is our point. We don't see how many millions of followers. No. We have to see the quality man. He says, yes. So Shankaracharya says, Krishna, the Supreme Personality. Ramanacharya says, the Supreme Personality. Madhvacharya says, Supreme. Chaitanya says, Supreme. Then again. Mahajana Jina Gatasapanta. Kakko Apatishtha. Simply by argument, we cannot understand the truth. Tarko apratishtha, sutu buddhinna. And if you simply consult Vedic literature, that is also not possible. There are different statements. Tarko apratishtha, sutu buddhinna. Naso muni jasa matangana bhinnam. A muni, a saintly person, a philosopher, is not a philosopher muni if he does not agree with others. He must disagree. Then he becomes. So, that is also not the way. Dharma satattam nitam guhaya. He is very confident. Then how to know? Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. Big personalities, acharyas. And that is the process. Acharya upasalam. What is that? The 13th chapter, acharya upasana. We have to understand through the acharya. That is our process. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Evam parampara praptam imang rajasayu. We have said Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not by our experience, but by the experience of the acharyas, who are recognized and then followed. Just like Arjuna said Krishna in the 10th chapter, find out, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pubitram, Paramam Bhava. Read it.
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pubitram, Paramam Bhava, Durusham,
Sanskrit?
Arjuna said, you are the supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth, and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original. And you are unborn in the all-pervading beauty. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Deva, and Vyasa proclaim this of you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me.
So, Krishna says, and he is confirmed by Vyasadeva, Asita, Narada. This is the problem. We do not accept, everyone says, I am avatar, I am God. We don't accept. But, because it is accepted by the acharyas, Adyabhuyas. Just like the same example I can give. I do not know, he is my father. And many people will come, I am your father. So, we do not accept that. As when Mada says, he is your father, then accept. That is fine. I am experienced. It is beyond my experience. Because father existed before my birth. So, beyond my experience. So I am finding out he is my father. And so many people are coming, I am your father. No. But as soon as the mother says, no, no, this man is your father. Then our business finished. Then we get experience. Father is beyond my experience. But when it is received the knowledge through the mother, then I get experience. So Arjuna says that. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Paduttam, Param Bhava. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only you are saying, but you are accepted by these authorities. There you are. I cannot get my experience of God. That is not possible. God comes, he says, and Krishna comes. And he accepted by all the great acharyas. Then our business is perfect. So give them prasad. Mahajana Vinagatasa.
See our Bhagavad Gita?
You saw our book, he is a scholar.
Srimad
Bhagavatam.
In 60 volumes, we were translating this.
We have Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yes, yes.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita. All volumes.
You'd like to see some of the pictures.
Yes.
These have been painted by our devotees.
The American devotees, they are painted. We have got a very big painting department. All these pictures were painted by our devotees.
This is one of our other specialties.
Hare Krishna. Prasadi sarvadukkhana mahamira sattva pujaya. Our books are selling very nice. Last year we have sold 4 million copies throughout the whole world.
It was Lord Chaitanya's plan that for the common man there would be much chanting of Hare Krishna and distributing of prasadam. And for those who are intellectually inclined, there was very high philosophy. So, by Prabhupada's grace, he is presenting all these things. It is not different than what Chaitanya presented 500 years ago. You have opportunity later, you can hear some of our kirtan in the temple.
Yes, it's way of coming in.
And no one is from India.
I could see, because in India you don't find that.
He's asking what you think about Herbert, Mr. Herbert, that you met in Geneva. Because he has been following his teaching in the last 3 days, and we'd like to know what you think about what he's teaching.
Remember this gentleman?
Hmm?
He's the one who wrote that book.
Herbert?
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Herbert?
Yeah. He's asking your opinion of him.
Yes, he's a scholar, but he's impersonalist. Flyer-maker, he's a good gentleman, scholar, but he's Mayabadi, he's impersonalist. But he has already written one book, He has presented me that Krishna,
yoga of love.
The yoga of love. So, he has many times repeated the word Krishna, and that will benefit him.
So, is that he?
God is person. Then, what did he say?
Then, that so is it not that God, the person, his divine essence, is a super person, a God person, and not exactly somebody impersonal. Like you said that in Shankaracharya philosophy, there is a conception of self. So it's not the self conception, this divine essence, this super person.
Yes, his divine essence. God is divine essence. Just like you have pouring some milk and you churn it, then you get so much butter. So the butter is the essence of the milk. Similarly, the spirit is vast, all pervading. The example, another example is just like the sunshine universally spread, very big. And then he concentrated the sunshine, it is sun glow. And if you still concentrate, you see within the sun glow there is sun god. So he is the essence of this light. The sunshine light, the sun globe light, and the person, sun god, Vivasan, he person, he is the essence of all these lights. And that is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. The whole creation means expansion of the bodily rays of Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavato. By expansion of the bodily rays of Krishna, this Brahma, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Kotisu asesa vasudhavi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma. That brahma. Brahma is just like the sunshine is the expansion of the bodily rays of sun god. And in Bhagavata also it is stated, vadanti tat tatra vidas tatyam jad jnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sabdat. The absolute truth is one. But it is realized in different angles of vision. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhavah. I am the origin of everything. Brahma, Paramatma, everything, Bhagavan. Aham sarvasya prabhavah. Sarvasya means including everything. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, the world manifesting everything. To take the sweet preparation. Yes.
So that means it is possible for them to change the name God, that in fact is not really a name, by the name Krishna. Because according to what you are explaining, God is Krishna. So can they change the name
God? Krishna is God. Krishna is God. God is the idea of greatness. That is Brahma. Or you can say also person, but not the particular person. God means the Sanskrit word is Ishvara, the controller. So everyone is controller to some extent. In his own atmosphere, he is a controller. He says, I am controller of my disciples. So the conception of God is there, but I am not the Supreme God. Therefore, there are two words. We use the word Godhead, the Supreme God. That is explained in the Brahma Sanghita. Ishvara, God, everyone is God. There is another thing. But Ishvara Parama, the Supreme God is Krishna. Ishvara, Supreme. We have got experience of Ishvara. Just like I said, everyone is Ishvara. Everyone is the controller. So, I am personal. I am also Ishvara of my body. I am controlling my body. In that way, everyone is Ishvara. But these Ishvaras, they are controlled by another Ishvara. We are Ishvara, but I am controlled by another Ishvara. But Ishvara Parama Krishna, he is Ishvara, but he is not controlled by anyone. And that is Parama, Supreme. From the dictionary meaning also you can understand, being and Supreme Being. We are being, but we are controlled by another being. He is controlled by another being, he is controlled by another being. In this way you go, if you find out some being who is not controlled by anyone, he is Supreme Being. This is the idea. Therefore, he is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Makta Parataram Nanyat. There is no more controller beyond that. Makta Parataram Nanyat Kinchid Asti Namadi. These five are controller. Makta Parataram Nanyat Kinchid Asti Yananjaya. And information is Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form, body. Govinda Adi Purusham Sarva Karana Karana. Because of all causes. Matap Parataram Nanyat.
Matap Parataram Nanyat Kinchidasti Dananjaya Mai Sarvam Idam Protam Sutre Mani Ganaiva. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread.
So, nobody is superior to me. There is nobody controlled. Krishna is not controlled by anyone. And therefore he is Ishvara Parama Krishna. That is final God. Otherwise God will find, you are more powerful than me, he is more powerful than you, and somebody is more powerful than you. Go on, sing, sing. But when you come to Krishna, nobody is more powerful than him. Matta Paradhanam. Paradhanam means better or higher principle. No. Then it is confirmed by Arjuna. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan, Purusham. Your person, Purusham means person. Shasatam, eternally. And then he says that it is not that you have said, I see from your instruction, and it is confirmed by Dasdev, by Devala, by Narada. That is final. And the Veda says therefore, Tadvijnanatham sa gurumeva vigacchet. You know, to understand that science, you have to approach the guru. The Vyasadeva is the original guru. He is instructor of Vedic knowledge. Then from Vyasadeva, Acharyas. So, this is the instruction of the Vedas. Tadvijnanatham, you know, to experience that transcendental thing, you have to approach to the authorities. Gurumeva vigacchet. And who is Guru? Surotriyam, one who has heard from his Guru, authorized person. Surotriyam, Brahmanistam, and how he convenes in the science of God.
How does one get the experience of personal existence of God?
That is already explained. You are explaining the same subject. You did not hear?
Oh, yes. I was just asking.
Hmm? No. You are asking me or asking him?
No, for his benefit. We are talking experience. So, we want to understand how to experience that Supreme Person.
Nothing is missing. Only, if I be frank enough, they are not following Christian. No, to tell you that you are not following.
Why to dress in that way, which is an Indian way and not a European way?
Well, why Christian go there?
They should not.
Yeah, we are no should not.
Ah, yeah, but because they do something wrong, that way somebody else has to do something wrong.
No, no, I'm thinking that there, just like there are scholars. The scholars also go. That's why you are doing in India. Why did you go to India? And we read that, and yes, that for anyone can come to study, to learn, or to teach. That is human society. You cannot say that you don't come here.
No, I mean, for a European to dress as an Indian.
Then Europeans go to India. And why the Indians should not come here?
So?
Then you cannot say that why you come here. You cannot say.
No, he's saying, why are we dressing like that, like Indians?
I'm not saying that you dress like that, you like Indians. Did I say that you
like? You know, it's like the Indian Catholic priest dressing like a Portuguese priest or like a European priest. I mean, they look as if they had a disguise on them.
No, no.
I don't know if that.
Just like this when the English were ruling, English nation. So the Englishman never said that you dress like Englishman, but you automatically dress. You know very well. It is like that. The English man, they went there to get some money, like say, by politics. But they never went there to change their dress. But they thought that if I dress myself like Englishman, I will be more honored. That is their thought. Similarly, we never please that we dress like this. But the student, they like this dress, that's all right. What is wrong there?
It's not wrong. It's funny.
Yeah. Rather, these girls, when they dress in Indian way, they look more beautiful. That will have to admit. Yeah. They know this. The same girl will dress in your country.
Yeah, well, that I am good for you. Correct.
Yes. Yes. So, the girls, the women, they like to be more beautiful. So, if by dressing in other way they look beautiful, why should we ask them not to do it? No?
I mean, for ladies,
yes,
and girls, certainly,
yeah.
But for.
Yeah.
The daughter and the
but we are not concerned with the dress. We are concerned with the advancement of spiritual understanding. Yes.
She translated
Tukaram. Tukaram, a great Vaishnava devotee of Maharashtra. His movement was Sankirtan movement.
He was the one who initiated Prabhupada Chaitanya?
Yes.
This was southern India?
Huh?
Southern
yes.
India?
Maharashtra. Yes. Southwest.
For the north of the south.
No. Another
thing is stated in the Bible. I mean, Krishna's philosophy is that God created man out of his own image.
Hmm.
It's stated in the Bible. So therefore man has a form. Why not God? Because it's stated in it.
Yes. I think Bible is on the personal understanding of God. Christ says that he is Son of God. Unless one is person, how can he get a son?
They talk about the trilogy, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Hmm.
It is like compared like the Father.
Brahma, yes. Bhagavan, Paramatma, and Brahma, yes. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, it is the same idea. Brahma, Holy Ghost is impersonal, but Son is person and God is also person. I do not know much about, but I have heard from Christians that there is assembly of God, and Lord Christ has got a seat by the side of God. Is that that explained?
It's on his right hand.
Huh?
His right side is supposed to
yes.
be seated.
This is all personal idea.
And they say also, our Father who art in heavens,
mm-hmm.
hallowed be thy name.
Hmm? Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes, and
praising the name of the Lord.
Yeah. No, we have got good regard for Christianity. We take it as Krishna, Vaishnavism. It is explained according to country, time. And the commandments are very nice. The first commandment is thou shalt not kill. That is not strong in the Christian world. Therefore he said that Christians are not following. Christianity is all right. Those who are professing Christianity, they are not following.
Mahavedan is about Vaishnavism. Because Mama says, I'm servant of God, Allah. So, that is our conception. Dasya, Dasya. Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhuj. So, prayer, offering prayer, that is also bhakti. Sevanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam. Just like we are worshipping beauty, and somebody is offering prayer, both of them are approved. Prayer, Vandanam. Dasam Sakham Apanividanam. So, we don't say that this is bad and this is good. No. Both of them are bhakti. To worship the deity or to offer prayer. So the effect is the same. Effect is not different. Either of these nine processes, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakham, Atmanivedanam. Either you follow all the nine principles, or eight, or six, or seven, at least one, then you become perfect. That is our tradition. That's why Okrura, the example is given, Okrura got perfection simply by offering prayers. So, I see when the Christians go to the church in India, I've seen in Bombay especially, they kneel down and offer prayer. It's very good. You do not say that this is not approved, this is also approved. What is this Hare Krishna? This is also prayer. Hare Krishna. O Krishna, O the energy of Krishna, kindly engage me in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna. This is prayer. Repeatedly praying, my Lord, the energy of Lord, kindly engage me in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna mantra. Just like you go to a mercantile firm with application, please give me some service, give me some service. The same thing, appealing to God and His energy, please engage me in your service. So this is bandhana. So bandhana, and Christian also they pray, O God, give us our daily bread. So, this is also good, but it is material. Asking something for material satisfaction. And here, Hare Krishna, asking something for satisfaction of Krishna, engaging in your service. This is advanced, because God is supplying bread to everyone. Even to the cats and dogs. So, that is also good. And then confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Artha Arthati Jnanicha, Chaturvidha Bhajantima. Chaturvidha Bhajantima, Sukriti Naujuna, Artha. Artha means distress. Artha. One is distress. I have no food, sir, my dear Lord. Kindly give me some food. So he is distressed. So he is praying to God because he is pious. The communists say, why are you praying to God? You pray to us, the government. We shall give you enough bread. The communist propaganda is like that. They send the people to the church. So they pray, have you got bread? They say, no, sir. Now pray to us. Give us a gift. Hundreds of bread. In this way they are making a feast. Because common man cannot argue, neither they know so much logic. But if there is some intelligent man, he will ask immediately that where from you have brought this bread? Who has given you the wheat? That you have not manufactured. That is given by God. So actually God gives, but the communists take the credit that I give. This is a misconception. God does not supply you. Eko bahunam vidada vikaman. He is supplying food for everyone. If he does not supply, then what your bakery machine will do? It is useless. So people have lost the intelligence. in the communist country, they think that these government men, they have brought the bread, not God. In this way, they are gradually becoming atheists. But the central point is God. We are preaching, the central point is God. We call Him by any name, it does not matter. Either you call Jehovah or Krishna or something, or Allah, that does not matter. But you accept the authority of God and try to love God. And this is our mission. And you say God is personal. Impersonal feature, there is a feature only. It's like Sun God is a person and the sun sign is one of the features of the Sun God. The sun sign is not final. You have to penetrate to the sun sign and reach the sun globe and go within the globe and see that there is the sun god. But that requires strength, how to enter into the sun globe and see this. But there is the information in the Bhagavad Gita. Yam vipassati yogam kartavan aham abhayam vipassan manavipravam. I first of all instructed this yoga system of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. The sun god is there in the sun planet. And if you have got strength, you can go there and see, but you cannot go. All this is material. So similarly in the spiritual world, there is the supreme spirit, supreme being, the spiritual, concentrated, essence of life. That is aham sarvasya prabhavam, matta sarvam prabhavam. He is the origin of everything. He says, jada jada hi dharma sadgrani bhavati bharat. Find out this verse. Find out. Jada jada hi dharma sadgrani bhavati bharat. Tadatmanam sujam maham.
Yajidakidharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhyutthanam sadharmasya tadatmanam sujam yaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, or the descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of their religion, at that time I descended myself.
Oh, at least in the human society, everyone must have understanding of God. That is expected. It is not expected in the society of cats and dogs, because they are animals. The human being, dharma sabra, there is dharma, some sort of religious system. And religious system means to understand God. That's just like to become a lawyer means to understand the laws of the state. Similarly, religious system means the process by which one can understand God. And that is the summary of Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai Pumsan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhokhaj. That is first class religious system which trains the follower to understand God and love Him. Savai Pumsan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Ahoituki Akruti Hata. If somebody says, oh, it is a very great thing to understand God and to love Him. It is a great thing, it is not possible. No, the answer is ahituki apuda. It can be learned by anyone. It is not checked by any material condition. If one wants to know what is God and to love Him, the path is open for everyone. It does not require high intelligence, high education, high culture. No, anyone. The process is sadhanam, the beginning. One has to hear. One may be fool number one, it doesn't matter. You have no education, it doesn't matter. Poor, it doesn't matter. Black, it doesn't matter. White, it doesn't matter. You try to hear. Satang prasangadmo bija samvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. Therefore, Vedic injunction is in order to know, go to the bona fide Guru and hear. Adu Buddha Sayam Sadharma Pritcha. even if one has no experience, if he goes to the experienced man, experienced person, then he can understand. And he can love God, and that is perfection of life. Tad vidhi pranipatena, tad vidhi pranipatena, paritasnena, sevaya, upadekshanti, tad jnanam, jnanina, tattva darshina. This tattva darshina means achievement. What is that?
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.